Coinbase wins. FSRA license makes Abu Dhabi its tokenization hub. Coinbase has secured a license from the Financial Services Regulatory Authority, FSRA, and established Abu Dhabi Global Market, ADGM, as its international tokenization hub. The company confirmed the move in an official post on August 11, 2026, framing the license as the base for bringing tokenized global securities to anyone with a wallet. The announcement puts one of the largest U.S. exchanges inside a regulated Gulf jurisdiction that has been courting crypto firms aggressively. For Coinbase users in the region, it converts a company that operated largely from the U.S. into a locally licensed entity building products on the ground. A regulated base in the Gulf, ADGM's FSRA, runs one of the more developed crypto rulebooks in the Middle East. With a dedicated framework for virtual assets and, more recently, tokenized instruments. A license from that regulator is not a marketing badge. It lets Coinbase offer regulated financial products to residents and institutions inside the United Arab Emirates, rather than routing them offshore. Coinbase describes Abu Dhabi as its international tokenization hub, language that points to a build, not a single product drop. Tokenization here means issuing blockchain versions of real financial assets, starting with global securities. The stated goal is to let a wallet holder access those instruments directly, without a traditional brokerage account in between. Tokenized securities move closer to retail. The tokenized asset market has been climbing all year, and most of the flow so far has stayed institutional. Wall Street firms have parked billions in tokenized money market and treasury funds, yet very little of that has reached ordinary users. Coinbase pitching wallet-level access to global securities is an attempt to close that gap on the consumer side. That ambition still runs into the same limits every tokenization project faces. Which securities qualify, which jurisdictions permit retail access, and how settlement and custody are handled. Coinbase did not publish a product list, pricing, or a launch date in the post. Until it does, the license is the confirmed fact, and the securities menu is the open question. The card angle for UAE users. Coinbase already issues the Coinbase card in several markets, letting users spend from their exchange balance. An FSRA license does not change card fees or rewards today, and Coinbase made no card-specific claims in this announcement. The relevance is directional. A locally regulated Coinbase in Abu Dhabi gives the company the legal footing to expand its consumer stack, including card and wallet products, across the Gulf over time. For UAE residents comparing options now, the practical takeaway is narrow. Nothing about existing card terms, funding assets, or stablecoin spending shifts because of this filing. What changes is Coinbase's regulatory position, which tends to precede product rollouts rather than accompany them.